This is Ozarks at Large. A remarkable Ozarks Canyon straddles the border of Arkansas and Missouri, northeast of Berryville. Once settled by scrappy farmers, the springs-drenched canyon has been conserved by a Missouri entrepreneur. And as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich discovered, visitors are welcome year-round.
Dogwood Canyon Nature Park is discreetly wedged between steep mountains along Highway 86 near Lampion, Missouri. Visitors must first check in at the main lodge, which operates a gift shop and restaurant. We are met by Chad Phillips, property manager. We're among a half dozen visitors today. But during the season, this place is really popular.
We had probably about 56 to 57,000 people came through in 2013.
Dogwood Canyon was established in the early 90s by outdoor gear mega retailer John Morris.
Johnny Morris, the founder of Bass Pro Shops, he found about 2,200 acres here that he purchased in 1990. And from there, expanded. There's about 10,000 acres total out here. And the 2,200 acres still is the core part of what we use. We're a nonprofit foundation. Dogwood Canyon Foundation is set up to preserve and protect, you know, the canyon's, you know, natural qualities of it.
Visitors can hike and cycle through this Ozarks Canyon on their own or for a fee take guided tours via open tram, private jeep, or even on horseback. Or purchase a two-day adventure pass and do it all. We, of course, opt for a closed, heated truck tour this frigid Friday morning. We cross one of many constructed low-water bridges, the first on Indian Creek, which, along with Hobbs Creek and Dogwood Creek, are tributaries to the White River, now impounded as Table Rock Lake. One bridge is covered.
Yes, this was built by an Amish family from Seymour, Missouri, and it really does look like it's been here for many, many years. It looks like it's built in 1892 instead of 1992.
We pass a locally hewn log chapel, which houses up to 100 guests, a popular wedding destination. We then follow Dogwood Creek, a classic Ozarks spring-fed crystalline green water course, on through the park.
And it's all pretty flat. You can walk or bike this pretty easily without any, you know, stress. You know, most people in the summer, they're like, the first question is it hilly? Because the Ozarks, you know, it's hard to find areas that are flat. And we've tried to design this to follow the creeks, but yet keep it on a level path as much as possible. We didn't have to go through and grade this or anything. We just kind of contoured it around the trees and tried to leave everything as natural as possible.
Chad Phillips lives in the canyon with his family full time. The road curves past a 60-foot high bluff featuring an immense frozen waterfall. But Chad Phillips says in the spring, the entire park is in flower.
Usually early April with the red buds and the dogwoods and the wildflowers is just phenomenal.
And even during peak season, Philip says, you feel as if you have the place to yourself.
Plus, there are places where walkers and bikers, you'll see ahead of us, where they actually go off the path and go up in the woods a little bit and then come back on the path on and off. And we do have a 2.5-mile area of, there's some guided, look at the turkeys. There's a bunch of wild turkeys right there. There's a big one up here in the road. And the turkey, that's one thing I was going to tell you too, there's a lot of wild turkey and deer. And one thing we've actually done to enhance that, we've actually set up food plots and planted crops and different, you know, from beans to beets and all types of bulbs and winter bulbs. And then we actually will have little feeders and stuff for them. And we've drawn a lot more wildlife back in the park so walkers and bikers can come out and see a lot of stuff. Because everybody always asks, that's one of the big questions, are we going to see any wildlife?
Of course, no hunting is allowed, but fishing is for rainbow trout. Fly fishing classes are taught here. Chad Phillips, who started working as a fishing guide, heads a 35-person staff now. We next drive past a very large teepee. This was Osage territory prior to First Nations dislocation.
That was hand-built by some Native American ladies from out in New Mexico. They come out and built that, and we use it for kids' activities, and there's a fire pit inside we built. We have a flint knapper that comes out and shows how to make arrowheads the old-fashioned way, and we do a lot of cool Native American kind of day we have sometimes throughout the year. And then this right here is Great Spirit Rock Shelter. This is where we found the oldest found human skeletal remains in the state of Missouri. So right up under that waterfall, there's three dig sites where they actually found the bones. They found arrowheads, fossilized, look like pottery chips and stone beads. So somebody lived here. It wasn't like just a burial site. Someone actually lived up here. So we found a lot of areas where it was all undercut. You'll see bluffs on both sides of us where this has all been carved out of here. And water has basically formed this whole canyon over many years.
We do make one stop on our winter expedition at the Glory Hole, a deep turquoise pool fed by a huge waterfall.
This is also one of the favorite places of the bald eagles. And in this season we're in now, the winter, they're here from usually late October early November all the way through the 1st of March. They take off. They're just here for the winter, and they come here after the trout.
Up to 12 eagles at a time, Philip says. One of the perks of visiting Dogwood Canyon in winter. Native stone stairs take you high above the pool, and with all the snow melt from this winter, the park is surging with water. We climb back aboard the warm truck, and en route, Chad Phillips mentions that Tom Alley, famous Ozarks hydrologist, mapped the canyon and found 30 cold springs.
And he was like, this is a huge groundwater system. He goes, it's what you see is just part of the water. He said, there's this much more underneath, and you're like sitting on a huge bed of water. And it's coming up different places throughout the park.
We cross the Missouri border into the Arkansas side of the canyon and drive up the mountain into a series of large gated pastures where large animals live. A large herd of deer stare at us as we drive by.
We've got about 48 elk.
The elk are running towards your truck.
Yes, because they know that they think anytime they see vehicles, it's feeding time. So they get used to seeing us. This big guy here, he's probably one of the biggest elk in this male.
Oh, he is.
And they'll drop those antlers off every spring. So next spring, these will fall off right at the base, and he'll grow brand new ones every year.
Compared to elk watching in Boxley Valley on the Buffalo National River, these elk come right up to your vehicle, begging for food. Guides reward the beggars with buckets of grain. The elk, deer, and cattle are traded with other preserves in Arkansas to replenish the herd's genetic diversity. We drive past several longhorn cattle. There are 30 in all, along with 82 bison.
There's one big guy. He's about an 1,800-pound bull. We call him Elvis. He has Elvis hairdo there. That big guy. He's one of our biggest ones. He's been here 16 years, 17 years. Uh-huh. But they're thinking food, too. They walk right up here. But they're pretty docile, but they can be aggressive animals. I wouldn't get out and walk in the herd with them.
Staff grow and harvest plenty of hay for everyone. Speaking of hay, Chad Phillips talks a bit more about Bass Pro Shop founder John Morris, who established this park.
He's a great guy that really cares about the environment and conservation, as well as, you know, what he has done with Bass Pro Shops and Tracker Boats is just phenomenal. It's just, when I started for him in 95, I can remember he had the Bass Pro Store in Springfield. And from 95 to 2014, I think they've got close to 70 some stores already open, and there's like 12 more in the making, and they're in Canada and Alaska. They're building one, and it's just amazing to watch the growth and how popular it is. But it's an easy thing to be popular when you think about it. What people don't love the outdoors and or some capacity, whether it be camping or fishing or hunting or biking or any outdoor things. I mean, that's something that everybody has a passion for at some point in their life.
If you're not familiar, Bass Pro Shops, established in Springfield, Missouri in 1972 by Ozarks native John Morris, markets outdoor and recreational gear, along with in-house boats and apparel. The privately held franchise, reportedly worth billions, is also a tourist destination, with superstores at our park museum, art gallery, antique store, and aquarium. But Mr. Morris is also committed to natural conservation, in 1987 purchasing Big Cedar Hollow, a rundown resort a half hour northeast of here, now an uber-popular resort. He has since set money aside to establish Dogwood Canyon Foundation, perpetually conserving this pristine watershed, along with patronage dollars, and it's well worth a visit. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
If you'd like to learn more, you can visit dogwoodcanyon.org.